Infowars.com/show.
And we are back. We're talking Bilderberg 2026 in DC, narrative management and control. And, you know, earlier I just showed you Josh Friedman's work. Okay, so Josh Friedman has this great article out there, and it is California funding pours into Bilderberg despite tech elites fleeing the state. And that is 100% correct. All right. First and foremost, we have to understand that California, New York, I mean, Texas, these are true battleground states just by their sheer size. Okay, not only their geographic locations, but their sheer size and population, period. The cities that have been built there, the infrastructure that has been built there, all right? So, yeah, they're, and especially the corruption. Like, it doesn't get much more corrupt than New York and California politics, full stop. Good luck getting somebody who's halfway honest in there. And I wish that weren't the case, but it really is. You got to think locally, right? And when you can, act globally. And, you know, I'm out here in Iowa. I'm doing what I can here in my little community, but I'm also on the border of Illinois, another extremely corrupt state just because of Chicago. You know, that's another, I mean, I probably just named the top four in the country, you know, for infrastructure and really narrative management. You know, what can and can't be allowed. And the driving corruptions that you see in those states. Now, Bilderberg in particular, I just showed you the article. Friedman also got just a short video of MI6 chief Braze Meteorol departing Bilderberg 2026. That's only 5 seconds long. But my man Dan Dix of Press for Truth did this short little video, and you'll actually get to see Friedman in it, of Ann Applebaum of The Atlantic, who's been there a lot, I think a lot over the last decade. Don't know if she's missed one in the last decade, also making her way out.
So here we have Ann Applebaum, one of the largest mainstream media outlets owners inside the conference. And she's big meeting. Trying to make her get away in an Uber, interestingly. I've spoken to her a few times in previous years. And I think she knows who we are now because she used to talk to us. But now... maybe she understands where we're coming from. And she's...
what? That we don't think that elitists, the predator class, the power structures, the Anglo-American Israeli-Saudi Empire slash alliance get to meet in secret? Yeah, it's a problem. And as I'm going to show you, it's not just the Atlantic. WB is there, Warner Brothers, bigger than ever. Now, they're a big part of narrative management. You better believe that. The Economist, Bloomberg, they're there. What is it? Axel Springer with Matthias Dofner. Dofner's there every year. In fact, they've gotten Dofner several times. So let's get into the open agenda, the public face of Bilderberg, right? What they put out. And to give people an idea of when, at least these people know when the next meeting's going to be, it at least is like 6 to 7 weeks out. And in the Epstein emails, that's kind of apparent. You have Mandelson emailing Epstein about going to Chantilly, Virginia, going to Virginia for Bilderberg, I believe in 2012, and saying, this is an April email, it's going to be like the third week of May. So they at least know then when it's going to be. I really feel like this one got moved up after the escalation in Iran and the reality of not only the military geopolitical repercussions, but the financial and economic ones, obviously. And of course, controlling those narratives. So the very first thing on the list, and this is their official list, Bilderbergmeetings.org, is artificial intelligence and then Arctic security. Okay, we're going to start right there on the full stop with those two in mind, because actually they integrate more than you would think. What do you mean, Jason? Well, AI and these data centers, first, wildly unpopular. And for good reason. They're awful. They are absolutely 100% terrible. But Jason, you just used the AI. I use the tools available to me, despite the fact that I know that they are part of control, command and control systems, because I have to. And I have to point out their overt deceptions and the hypocrisies that they create everywhere. And even within my own life, right? Like I'm post this on YouTube after this, despite the fact that I was taken off of YouTube, I think five separate times during the COVID 1984 nightmare, despite the fact I was demonetized for 5.5 years. And by the way, with narrative management, don't you guys, I mean, they brought back some channels. They brought back Dan Dix's channel. They brought back Corbett's channel. There was word on the street Alex Jones was going to be able to come back. Remember that? Remember that post that they made? That everybody was going to get another chance? They're wiping the slate clean? Hey, what happened when InfoWars tried to get back on YouTube? I'd encourage them to try to do it again. Because they said it was like a time, we're not ready yet. Well, how much longer you need? What was that, 4, 5, 6 months ago when Alex did that? So I use the tools I can. And with artificial intelligence, I mean, I should have played this one video that I played. I don't even know if I played it on my channel. Maybe we'll find it in the next hour and play it. But essentially, you know, it's this guy. He bought his house like in 2008 or 2009, likes the area. I think it was in Michigan. And now his home is worth $0. The massive hum. Forget about what else with those data centers and the amount of energy they're producing, you know, might be detrimental to the immediate environment around it. Who knows, right? We've all talked about the kids playing under power lines, that joke, right? It's the sound alone. Your house is worth $0. Sorry. And do you think the companies are going to, the only way they're buying that out, and they'll buy it out for pennies on the dollar, is if they are going to expand the data center. Putting these in residential neighborhoods. That's one. Now, what do I mean by Arctic security? Now, I know the flat earthers are going to go, wow, Arctic security, I knew it, the ice wall. Number one, Greenland, obviously a part of that conversation. I think the prime minister of Denmark, we'll show it to you, is on the attendee list this year. That's one aspect of it. And I think that Greenland, there are numerous reasons they want it, but if they put data centers in the Arctic, if they are able to maneuver a way to power them outside of the public view and cool them outside of the public view, because these things get extremely hot, right? That's half the battle, is the fact that they're using so much fresh water in the areas they currently are without the next gen technology that they intend to supply to these data centers, especially the massive ones like Facebook's Meta wants to put together, the ones that are like two-thirds the size of Lower Manhattan. Let me repeat that, two-thirds the size of Lower Manhattan. They want several nuclear reactors, many nuclear reactors at those sites. See, it's okay to have nuclear power when it's not for human beings. They demonize it otherwise. And look, I'm on the fence. I think, you know, there are definitely some negatives there, but you notice they're not even like worried about the negatives anymore. So the power's going to the artificial intelligence. If they can create a system where their main AI data centers that run that military media industrial complex are out of the purview of the public, number one. Number two, can be cooled much easier. And number three, forget about the nuclear reactors. Say they have other forms of technology that provide energy that you and I aren't purview to, right? They could also utilize that there. That's, in my opinion, what Arctic security is really about. Now, I also think there's the ever-growing possibility that Arctic bases can be utilized to militarily strike other regions more easily and then be undetected as to who it may have been. But I think that's on the outer perimeters. You know, let's be honest with ourselves. Our country, Russia, first world nations, they've explored that region to a large extent. And we've had bases out there in the Arctic a long, long time ago. In fact, when you talk about the black ops world, it was so popular in the public vernacular. I think it was the X-Files movie. Remember when they did the movie before they brought the series back? I think it starts in the Arctic in, you know, some kind of black underground research facility. NASA, big with the Arctic. Big time in that region. That ridiculous story about a Chinese spy satellite being shot down. Wasn't Chinese, wasn't a spy satellite. I got news for you. You know, again, going back to you know, the flat earthers. They, first of all, I love how they like to act like I haven't heard or watched all of their arguments and watched the documentaries and watched the debates. I have been in the game 20 plus years, everybody. I've heard it. I'm not saying I've heard it all. There's always more to hear. There's always more to see. I'm not omnipotent. But when it comes to large scale arguments like that, I got news for you. I've looked into it. All right. And one of the big things they always talk about is helium, helium, helium. Yeah, what they shot down, okay, not a Chinese spy satellite. It was a, according to Seymour Hersh, it was essentially, we have these helium-based satellites that are not in low Earth orbit that usually are much more physically massive, by the way, because you want lightweight things in space, right? That's why a lot of that stuff isn't even like metal alloys. It's not even magnetized. I don't tell you that, but that's reality. Anyway, you have this other network of satellites. They refer to them as sateloons that you can watch NASA launch. They do it all the time. Do it all the time. Okay? So AI, Arctic security. Let's continue on here down the line. China. Digital finance, energy diversification. We just kind of talked about that, right? Although we're going to be talking about it. Hopefully, we'll see how much time we have. Time flies when you're talking like me. With the IEA, the International Energy Association, and what they're doing with command and control. Because, I mean, guys, it ain't good. They want to take us off. They want that COVID 2.0 nightmare that Alex Jones talks about. They want you not with your own car, not with your own mode of transportation, without the ability to do anything without their permission. Pretty dangerous. When we talk about digital finance, by the way, again, mouthpieces at Davos. This is the hush-hush meeting outside of that I think a lot of the agenda is sitting at. They're talking about artificial intelligence as quote-unquote agents. They're just going to buy stuff for you. And how are they going to do that? The agents are going to have their own credit card that you've given permission to just buy stuff with. That's one of the digital finance things. Of course, any type of digital currency, any central bank digital currency, talks of the IMF and SDRs, all that's a part of it. Okay, Europe. I mean, obviously right now with the escalation of the United States, Iran, Israel, NATO, like we talked about, that's just a no-brainer. I talked about the fact that this escalation, to me, that's why they had it this early. And global trade is a big part of that. And again, the Middle East going nowhere. And I talked about this earlier, you know, kind of what the alliances are. This. You know, Russia, the next one. Not a Russian representation here. Don't get me wrong. There's global companies that are obviously doing business there, but there are different sects everywhere. Transatlantic defense industrial relationship. I mean, that is military industrial complex. That's what that is. Transatlantic defense industrial relationship, military industrial complex. Ukraine, they're keeping that one going strong. Hey, remember when Donny T promised that he was going to end that and Israel and Palestine? Forget about it. Iran wasn't even on the table. Going to end those conflicts before he even stepped into office. Big fail. Big fail. Big fail. The US of A is on the topic list. No kidding. And by the way, having it in DC, you can only imagine the amount of side meetings that took place. I know Alex Jones covered it in the Obama Deception. I covered it in Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined, also produced by InfoWars. But the Bilderberg 2008 meeting, it is clear members of Bilderberg met with both Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama behind the scenes, not in official capacities. In fact, so much so that Barack Obama, shortly after locking in the Democratic nomination, the power structure kind of had to decide who was going to be vice president, where they're going to put Hillary, because, you know, still very politically relevant and significant at that time, as even today, as a part of that party, she is. And Robert Gibbs, his press secretary, is on the jet with all the press, who's been following around the Barack star, the new second coming of Jesus Christmas himself, right? And they realize they've been duped. They got duped. Where's Barack? Well, Robert Gibbs, he's like, he wanted to have some private meetings. You know, meetings outside of your purview. Meetings outside of the public. Can't do that with you guys around. So we tricked you. Didn't say we tricked you. So they're, you know, they're like, our job is to follow the guy around. You know, you essentially just kidnapped us for no reason. And, but, oopsie. Oopsie doopsie doo. And then later on, the losers over at CNN, they got word. Oh, it must be a powwow with Hillary Clinton and Barack at her house. No, no one's there. They go there, no one's there. No. Bilderberg meetings. That's what that was. Okay, 100%. Now, let's just wrap up the list, and then we'll get into the participants. Future of Warfare and the West. Now, I often and have on this network talked about the Future Strategic Warfare NASA document. You want Future of Warfare? Read that document, because it was an outline of everything up until this point, because the Future Strategic Warfare document is up till 2025. It's released in 2001, the summer of 2001, prior to 9/11. Significant for some of the things that it says in there, by the way. But this is their outlook. This is how they plan. And when I say they, I mean the Predator class. So let's take a look down the line of the membership here. Okay. Now, Stacey Abrams, who they just could not get into office. They try. That's how you know there is no quote unquote group that rules the world or individual that rules the world. Again, I'm talking about being at my niece's volleyball tournament this weekend, and I'm at the table and kind of talking, you know, about what's going on. The Cubs are on, and one of the dads, you know, it doesn't take long for me, you know, just a few sentences to get into it, especially when it's like on a one-on-one basis. And me and him had talked one-on-one for a little while, and I explained to him that in DC this weekend, the most powerful people within this power structure, the westernized one, are meeting in secret in DC. He's like, you know, that's funny. He's like, you know, I don't think that there's a bunch of people in secret ruling the world, but at the same time, I think there's a bunch of people in secret ruling the world. And that sums it up, right? That paradox, they're at least trying. They're certainly not the people that are present on the media 99.9% of the time. They're doing their best. Stacey Abrams, like I said, pretty wild, continues to go there. Ann Applebaum, staff writer over at The Atlantic. I'm a simple staff writer. I'm a simple journalist. I don't know how you could have journalistic integrity going year after year after year to a meeting like this one. I don't think it exists. Okay? So let's keep it going down. There's Adam Barstolowicz, president of the WB Group. Kind of a big deal. You know, you keep going down through. Let's see. I talked about the IEA, the International Energy Agency. I called it an association because I get things wrong. But they're there, of course, for command and control on the type of power that you will be rationed and allotted. Yeah, Albert Bourla, been going a lot since the COVID-1984 nightmare. Good old CEO of Pfizer. Good people. Good people. You got the USA Secretary of the Interior. Kind of, you know, again, no biggie. These people aren't powerful at all. You got Camilla Cavendish, member of the House of Lords. And by the way, the King and Queen of the Netherlands. And they've been, you know, Prince Bernard of the Netherlands, Queen Beatrix of the Netherlands. They're staples. They're coming as a couple this year. Not those two. The current King and Queen of the Netherlands. I love that we have European royalty, right? By the way, that's a great idea. I'm sure Gavin McGinnis loves European royalty as well. You know, being, you know, Canada a province of the royals. I just makes me want to throw up in my mouth every time I think of a person or persons wearing a cape and crown unironically. I think I'm just like, but again, what do I know? You got the CEO of Stripe. You talked about digital finance and payment centers. They're at the meeting. Let's continue on down the line. Stanford University actually makes a appearance a couple of times. You got the Secretary of the Army of the United States there. Yeah, again, people who are big deals all around. Financial Times is there. Didn't mention them. Bloomberg, of course. Spotify, that's another big narrative management company, especially. That's the new media narrative management. Who do we allow to go viral? Who do we give big contracts to and pump their podcast everywhere? That's what that is. Just delay. I mean, don't get me wrong. You can get some. There's still some organic stuff out there. But boy, do they try to push that organic stuff by the wayside. Prisa Media is there again. This reaches well beyond the United States. Going down the line, you got CEO of Stark, AIB Group. You got the CEO of Royal Philips. You got the Prime Minister of the Netherlands there, the Minister of Defense of Sweden there. You got the co-board of directors of the United Nations there, another mouthpiece for public globalism and a mechanism for your global enslavement when something of an emergency through the World Health Organization comes about. Nobody covering this? Couple energy companies. Yeah, there's Alex Karp. Don't worry. Peter Thiel's there as well. The good people at Palantir. And, you know, that was a clip I should have gotten. And in some instances, in the clip I'm talking about, it's not just like Alex Karp jumping around, just like on God knows what as he's talking his crazy stuff. I actually kind of like the stark honesty that they kill people. Global gangsters. This is the true face of organized crime. Only the vast majority, if not every single member of them, will never be criminally prosecuted for any of their crimes at all. You know, Larry Summers used to go there. Good, another associate of Epstein. Think of the clause of Epstein, the Trilateral Commission, which was built out of Bilderberg. David Rockefeller, Zbigniew Brzezinski. They wanted the Asian influence also to be invited there. They said, no mas. The Europeans were like, we're not going to. Okay, we'll start another thing. And that has a little bit more of a public face. But this is the power structure. We're going to continue on with Bilderberg, wrap it up in the next hour. Go check out the alexjonesstore.com right now. Get the hats, get the apparel, get the t-shirts. Get the supplements and get active in the information war. More war room after
we
this.
Have it all. Ultramethylene Blue, we have the best. The Shilajit, we have the best. The Turmeric, we have the best. We have the best spike protein, pro-cardiovascular, ultimate life force. The best Irish sea moss gummies and capsules. Incredible. Research for yourself. We have the best at theultramethylenestore.com. And if you buy any of them, they're 50% off when you sign up for auto ship. Cancel anytime. And you guarantee it never sells out. They hold it back. You get 50% off on future orders. And anybody that downloads for free the Android or the Apple app, you find both links to it at alexjonesapp.com. It's free. You get an additional 20% off at checkout on top of that. Now, I had to convince Pitley to do this. They were a little skeptical because they like to give you good deals, but not this good because it's loss leader when you use the app. But because we have an 80%+ reorder rate on things like Ultramethylene Blue, it's actually working because you get it, you love it, and you keep ordering. So these are great products. I want to induce you to try them. You know our information is hardcore. Try the products. It's just as hardcore. 1776 worldwide. We will crush the 1984 globalist system. God bless you all.